Turn to Galatians 4 and Colossians chapter 3. Galatians 4 and Colossians chapter 3. Galatians 4, we have the wonderful statement that our Lord reminds us that He kept His word. He did not forget about His promise to man. Galatians 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of time was come, in the exact moment God had planned it, He hadn't forgotten about it. It was on His schedule. It was always set for the specific time. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. We need to be reminding ourselves that Christmas is a time we celebrate when God did send His Son to die on that cross for our sins. It's so easy to get caught up in so much else out there that we forget what Christmas is really all about. Colossians chapter 3. As we celebrate Christmas, remember these verses in verse 23. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. We get so busy that it just seems like we fly faster and get our schedules more fuller every year of things that don't remind us of what it's all about. We get so busy in all the hype and all the commercialism and all the materialism and all the stuff that goes along with it that we can tend to forget. It's a special time to stop and pause and think how much God loved us, that He would send His Son to be a propitiation for our sins, to die on that cross in our place. I think what we should do is just step back sometimes. When I was younger, I used to stop in the evenings this time of the year. I love to sit and put some carols on and watch the tree and just think what Christmas is. But boy, it seems like the older you get and the busier you get, you lose sight of those things, don't you? I'm reminded of the psalmist when he said, "Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still." You know, at the end of the day, we're so exhausted, we don't really have time to do that. We flop into bed and we're out like a light without thinking about our Lord and what it's all about. In Psalms 46 and verse 10, our Lord said, "Be still and know that I am God." The God of the Bible, the God of our salvation, the God that sent His Son in the fullness of time was come. He sent His Son to redeem us. To think of Christ manifesting Himself, God manifesting Himself in flesh, to walk this earth for approximately 33 and a half years, to show to mankind who God was and how much the Father loved them, and then as God the Son to go to that cross and die for them and rise again victoriously to show us He had provided the way of victory. Amen. I want to encourage you this morning to stop and just remember to keep Christ in Christmas. I'm going to give you a little acoustic this morning, acrostic, whatever you want to call it there, on keeping Christ in Christmas. You can write this out. I thought about this for a number of weeks now, and I sat down yesterday and began thinking about it and putting it down. And I just want to remind you on how you, your part in keeping Christ in Christmas and not getting focused on other things that take away from Christ in Christmas. Father, speak to our hearts this morning, Lord. Draw us to Christ. Draw us through Your Word. Remind us that You sent forth Your Son because You loved us. That this is about a special holy time when You came into the world to die for the sins of fallen man. That You want us to not be focused on what the world would have us focus on, but on the spiritual aspects, and be a witness and a light to those around this time of the year to tell them the good news that you came to die for our sins, that we could be set free, Father. Encourage the hearts that are here. Anyone here under the sound of this voice that would hear it later on, I pray, Lord, that they would be drawn to Christ. If they're not saved, if they're saved, encouraged to keep Christ in Christmas. I pray in my precious Savior's name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In Christ, we want to keep Christ in Christmas as Christians. The word Christian, without Christ, you got IAN left. I am nothing without Christ. Amen. We are Christians. We are here as the light of the world to focus them on Him. So I want to give you some ways this morning to make Christmas season about Christ. You X Christ out of Christmas and all you got left is a mass. Amen. A religious holiday. You keep Christ in Christmas. Well, you got something to rejoice about. Something you can tell folks about. So my first point is the C for Christmas. Celebrate Him. Celebrate. It's about Him. Make it about Him. Celebrate Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. You can turn to Philippians chapter 2. You think about Christmas time and you think, the angels, did they celebrate Him when He came into this world? Sure they did. Did the shepherds celebrate Him? They left their sheep in the field and came to the manger scene. The wise men, about 2 years later, when they came to the home where the young child was, they left their countries. They left their homes. They traveled for we don't know how long for sure, but they came a long ways following a star to celebrate Him. They would travel by day and stop by evening and enjoy the starlit night and look for that star. The shepherds were out there probably wondering when the Messiah would come. And they made it all about Him. They left their way rejoicing because they found the Christ of Christmas. That's what they were looking for. They found the real reason. Philippians 2 in verse 9 through 11. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When you see someone who has X'd Christ out of Christmas in a retail shop somewhere or something, as a customer, do you speak up? Let them know, I shop here regularly, but I don't appreciate that. The customer does rule. Amen? When we think of the word, people nowadays, instead of saying Merry Christmas, like to say Happy Holidays. But the first part of the holidays is supposed to be it's a holy day. They've made it anything but that with their holiday festivities are not very holy. We need to keep it Merry Christmas. And I know we all slip up and say Happy Holidays, enjoy the holidays, but we should remember it's Christmas we're celebrating. It's about Christ. Celebrate Him. Celebrate that God loved you and I so much that He sent His Son to the world to die for us. And let others know why you are so excited to celebrate Christmas. Because you're not celebrating the tree and the gifts. We enjoy that. Don't get me wrong. It looks pretty. But we're not celebrating those things. We're celebrating Him. The theme of the play is, what can I give Him? He should get the best gift of all. Celebrate Him. Number two, H, under Christmas. Honor Him this Christmas season. Honor Him. We spend a lot of time thinking about, what can I get for so-and-so? What can I do for so-and-so? How much better can I decorate this year than I did last year? How much brighter can my lights be? I got to outdo the neighbors. I got to do this. And we spend all the time to honor ourselves. Honor Him. Think, what can I do that will show off Him? That will please Him? That will bring a smile to the one who came into this world to die for me? Proverbs 3. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. When it comes to Christmas, he should be first on the list. When it comes to Christmas, Christ should be first on the list. He should get the best that we have to give. Psalms chapter 8. We're talking about honoring him. Psalms chapter 8. Verse number 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who hath set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion over thy works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the sea, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. When it talks about the one he made lower than the angels, the Son of Man, he's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. He left heaven as a creator and took on the form of the creature. He was made a little lower than the angels, but at the end he was exalted higher than any other name. We're to honor him because of that. We're to give him honor in our lives. Christmas is a time when Christians should honor the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why I personally am not in favor of celebrating that guy they call Santa Claus. Santa Claus is a false idol. They teach kids to pray to him, send him their request, and that he will answer them. Only the God of heaven can do that. They teach that he's keeping the list, checking it twice. No, I'm sorry, my friend. It's God who's keeping the list. And he only needs to know once. He remembers. He's keeping the books. He knows who's been good and who hasn't. And he knows that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's why he's telling the Lord Jesus Christ in this world, and the only way you can be forgiven and made righteous is to come by way of the Son. Amen? It's about Christ in Christmas. We should try and keep it him to honor him. Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. Still speaking about honoring Christ in Christmas. And verse number 8. Don't be like this. This people draweth nigh to me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Oh, we go around singing the carols and saying Merry Christmas and acting real pious, but he knows our heart. Have we been focusing on him in Christmas or focusing on everything and everyone else instead? Are we truly honoring him in Christmas? Don't just do it with your mouth. You can't fool God. You might fool me with your lip service, but you'll never fool God with lip service. For God sees the heart. John 5. John 5. The last verse here on honoring him. Look with me if you would at verse 22. The day following, the people stood on the other side of the sea. Hold on, the wrong chapter. John 5. 22. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I'm sorry, verse 22. I'll get it straight here. John 5 and verse 22 to 24. For the Father judgeth no man, but it committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. The best way to honor him, number one, is to come to him for salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Give him your heart. Give him your soul. Trust him with your eternal life. Confess your sin. Confess you're a sinner. That you are not good enough to go to heaven. That you have not earned it no matter what you've done. And you cannot earn it. There's not enough good you can do. That's why God sent His Son to the cross. Because none of us could get to heaven without Him. Honor Him first with salvation. And once you're saved, honor Him with your life. And this Christmas season, seek to make this Christmas a Christmas when you honor Christ. Not just with lips, but from the heart. Let others know that, wow, your Christmas is different than ours. Amen? That's why they get so depressed come January the 1st, because all the commercialism's over, all the festivities are over, and they're back to emptiness again. When you do it for Christ, you have joy all year long. You have joy all year long. The R in Christmas. Reverence Him. Do you realize the Lord Jesus Christ, He is God? He is God. It was God that came into the world to die for fallen man. Reverence Him. He is holy. Psalms 111. Psalms 111. Beginning here at verse 1. Praise you, the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and His righteousness endureth forever. He hath made His wonderful works be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear Him. He will ever be mindful of His covenant. He hath showed His people the power of His works, that He may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of His hands are verity and judgment. All His commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto His people. He hath commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverend is His name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding of all that do His commandments, His praise endureth forever. We should have enough reverential fear of God that we would be scared to death to keep Christ out of Christmas. That we'd be afraid of offending Him and breaking His heart and hurting His feelings if we make it about everything else but claim it's about Him. It's about Christ. Reverence Him. When you take Him out of it, when you put something else in place of it, when He's not first on your list, when He's not first in the season in your life, you've hurt Him. You've offended Christ. We don't want to do that. We want to be thankful and show Him how much we rejoice. Psalm 89. Psalms 89. And look at me beginning in verse 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known Thy faithfulness to all generations. This is what we should do with Christmas. There in verse 1. Verse 2. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt Thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant, Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up Thy throne to all generations. Selah. There is that stop and be still and think what God just said. To meditate upon it. Verse 5. And the heavens shall praise Thy wonders, O Lord, Thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about Him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto Thee, or to Thy faithfulness round about Thee? We ought to gather around Him as a church. We ought to gather around His families in our homes, and we ought to reverence Him. We ought to remind folks, it's about Christ. It's not about all the hoopla of everything else in this world. It's about celebrating Him. Amen? It's about celebrating Christ. We should reverence Him. We should celebrate Him. We should honor Him. We should reverence Him. The eye in Christ for Christmas. We should illuminate Him. We light up everything else, don't we, at Christmas time? We ought to put the brightest light on Christ. What's the brightest light you can put on Christ? Your life. Your life. Look at John chapter 1. Remembering who the true light is. In John chapter 1. Where our light source comes from. John 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Do you realize if we don't let our light shine in Christmas, we leave Christmas in the dark? I don't care how many lights we have lit up. We leave the world in darkness, don't we? If our light doesn't shine for Christmas. Look at verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of that light. Now, I'm Herb, and you're your name. We've been sent here for a witness. Amen? Of that light, capital L, the Lord Jesus Christ, that all men through Him might believe. John, talk about here. He was not that light, capital L, but was sent to bear witness of that light, capital L. That was a true light, capital L, denoting the Lord Jesus Christ, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Is that not a tragic statement? We're celebrating Christmas. And if we don't keep Christ in Christmas to let the world know who He is, it's just as tragic. How will they know Him if we don't share Him? Verse 11. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. You cannot shine for Him without receiving Him, without making it about Him. When He comes to you in Christmas, is He allowed in, or is He like Revelation says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock"? He wants in Christmas. He wants in our Christmas time. He wants to be it about Him. He wants to be the centerpiece in Christmas, especially with His own people. But is He really? You look here at verse number 12. Here's the good news. But as many as received Him, them gave you power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. That's why we want to keep Him in Christmas. There are still those that will believe. Amen? And if we can reach them this Christmas, can you think of a better gift to give Him than to bring a soul to the Lord Jesus Christ? Because your light, your life is His. Verse 13, we're born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Look at John chapter 8 and verse number 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am. That's God. That's the name that God gave Moses in the wilderness, that who He was. And Moses said, who are you? He said, I am that I am. Christ is the great I am. I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. If you're not keeping it about Christ this Christmas, then you're not following Him, and you're not walking in the light as you should. How are we going to illuminate Him if we don't shine for Him? Look at Matthew 5. Matthew 5. And verse 14. Ye are the light, the small L that reflects Christ, the capital L light. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. We should lift Christ up, not hide Him this Christmas. Amen? Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Could you imagine decorating your Christmas tree all the Christmas balls and all the lights on it and plugging it in and throwing a blanket over it and sat there and said, look how good that tree is. Wouldn't that be ridiculous? Then why do we as Christians want to take our light and put it under a basket? What good is that? Who can enjoy that? Who can see that? We want our light to shine on Christ. We want to illuminate Him. We want folks to know it's all about Him. Verse 16, therefore he says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. If you will illuminate Christ, you will glorify the Father. Herein is your Father glorified, that you bring forth much fruit. John 15:8. You want to glorify Christ? Then let your light shine on Christ this Christmas. Don't get caught up in all the worldly aspects of it. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy the holiday. I like the tree and the lights. And I like the singing and the festivity and all. But those things are on the fringe of it. Christ should be the center of it. Amen? We've got to keep Him in the center. If we can't do both, then let the other things go and enjoy Christ. Make it about Him. Illuminate Him. The S in Christ. As you celebrate Him, as you honor Him, as you reverence Him, as you illuminate Him, we should sing unto Him. He's worthy of our worship. Amen? We should sing unto Him. Look at Psalms 13. And I could have given you so many verses on this, but I'm just going to give you about six or seven of them here. Luke 13. Psalms 13. And verse 6, I will sing unto the Lord because He hath dealt bountifully with me. We finish Thanksgiving and go into Christmas. Don't forget why you are so thankful. Don't forget who it is that blessed you. Sing unto Him this Christmas season. Psalms 30 and verse 4. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. If a holy God would not have come into the world to die for you and me, the ungodly, the unholy, we could not have been made holy, we could not have been made godly. His blood cleansed us. Let us not forget that. Let us sing our praises unto Him. Psalm 33, verse 1 through 4. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is coming for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto Him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto Him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth. Sing unto Him. I get excited with our young folks that want to sing and play their instruments for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've got some good young folks here because they're making it about Him. Amen? And we've got to make it about Him. Listen, when we come into church and we sing, we ought to celebrate Him. We ought to honor Him. We ought to reverence Him. We ought to illuminate Him with our singing. Amen? We ought to worship Him. We ought to sing. We ought to make it all about Him. And when we sing these Christmas carols, make them about Him. Psalm 57. In verse number 9. I will praise Thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto Thee among the nations. For Thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and Thy truth unto the clouds. Be Thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let Thy glory be above all the earth. Sing unto Him. Lift Him up. Raise Him up in song that comes from the heart. Don't give songs lip service. Give songs to God from the heart. If you sing from the heart, trust me, it'll be the best you can do. Whether you can hit a key or not, if you're singing from the heart, it is beautiful. Amen? God loves it when it comes from the heart, when you're not trying to keep it in, when you're letting it out. Amen? Psalms 68. Psalm 68, verse 1. Let God arise, let His enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate Him flee before Him. As smoke is driven away, so driveth them away. As wax melt before the fire, so let the wicked perish in the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to His name. Extol Him that rideth upon the heavens, by His name Jah, and rejoice before Him. Listen, there's a lot of enemies out there in the world today, and it's becoming real evident, isn't it? But you hear me, God's going to scatter them all. He's going to overthrow them all. And because we have believed in Him, because He shed His blood for us, and we have put our faith in Him, we have been delivered and redeemed from all our enemies. We should rejoice and be glad. We should rejoice before God. We should exceedingly rejoice. We should sing to God. We should sing praises to His name. We should extol Him that rideth upon the heavens by His name Jehovah, and rejoice before Him. Is that what we're really doing this Christmas? I mean, I have to examine my life. You've got to examine yours. But is that what we are really doing this Christmas as Christians? Psalms 96. Psalms 96 and verse number 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all the people. For the Lord is great, and greatly be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty before Him, strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. It belongs to Him. He's worthy of these things. We should celebrate Him this Christmas to keep Him in Christmas. We should honor Him to keep Him in Christmas. We should reverence Him to keep Him in Christmas. We should illuminate Him to keep Him in Christmas. We should sing unto Him to keep Him in Christmas. And the T under Christ in Christmas. Talk about Him. Talk about Him. Not where the best deals are necessarily. Not about everything else that's going on out there in the world and all the festivities. Talk about Christ. When you have your get-togethers for Christmas, why not begin with the Christmas story? When you gather with your family before you open your presents, why not share the Christmas story? Why not have a word of prayer and be reminded who's worthy of our greatest gift before you open our other gifts? Amen? Talk about Him. In the workplace festivities, talk about Christ. Point folks to Him. Make it about Him. Psalms 105. Psalms 105 and verse 2. Sing unto Him, sing psalms unto Him, talk ye of all His wondrous works. You know how you can celebrate Christ tomorrow in the workplace? Tell Him how good church was today. Tell Him how God blessed your heart today. Tell Him something you learned in church today or something God encouraged you with today. Say, boy, I'm so glad I went to church yesterday. Boy, that message on this really spoke to me. They're going to talk about their football games, about their parties, about their things they did. You can talk about church. Talk about Him, all His wondrous works. Tell Him what He's done. Tell Him how good He's been to you. Tell Him how He's blessed your life over and over again with salvation and then what He's added to your life since you've been saved. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. The shepherds, they weren't ashamed to come talk about Him. Most folks would have told them they were crazy leaving their sheep behind to fend for themselves. But they found what's really important about Christmas. Not their livelihood, but living beyond this world. Amen? If you have a great job and you've got everything this world has to offer, but you die without Christ, you've lost it all. If you live as a Christian for this world, you have nothing at the end to show. And if you as a Christian in this world live for the world and live for self, all you have at the end to show is a pile of ashes. But if you will live your life for Christ, you'll have gold, silver, and precious stones. Here the angels came in Luke 2 verse 8, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night, and lo, now I want you to look at the first one, the angel of the Lord came upon them. That's the Lord Jesus Christ announcing his own birth. You say, how can he be in the manger and there? He's God. The angel of the Lord, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. They're reverencing him now. They were looking for him, and when he showed up, they naturally had reverence for him. They were fearful because they knew without his righteousness, they were sinners. And for the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. The angels talked about it, didn't they? In verse 13, and suddenly there was the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. The angelic choir made it about him, didn't they? Glory to God in the highest. Amen? It's all about him. And it came to pass, as the angels were going away from into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, they're talking to each other, let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. When God reveals a truth to you, when God puts something in your heart, go share it. Amen? Because others need the same word to help them. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Now, if they made it known, they had to speak it. Verse 18, and all that had heard it, if they heard it, it's because they were speaking it. All that had heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. So great was what happened that they could not keep it to themselves. They had to go out and share him with others. They had to glorify him. And all they heard it wonder those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Let me tell you something. If you'll go out like the angels, if you'll go out like the shepherds, and you'll tell someone, someone will leave rejoicing that you brought them the truth. The shepherds rejoiced that they had heard the truth. Amen? Others there rejoiced as the truth. If we don't talk about him, then how can we say he's part of Christmas? If we don't put tracts inviting them to Christ in our Christmas cards, how can we say it's about him? Amen? I don't like the card to say Happy Holidays because I want them to know I'm a Christian. I want them to say Merry Christmas on the cards. I don't get offended if someone gives me one like that because they don't know any better. But I like the Christmas cards. Amen? And I put tracts in them. And usually I put a little note in there telling them, if you're saved, then enjoy this tract and pass it along to someone else who doesn't know it yet. And if you're not saved, would you read it? And would you consider turning your life over to Christ and being born again? Oh, listen, I've had folks who are supposed to be Christians get upset with me over that and say, why'd you give me a tract? I'm already saved. I tell them, well, you didn't read the whole letter, did you? Because the letter tells you at the conclusion, if you're already saved, then you already understand this. Enjoy it and pass it on to someone who doesn't know it. That shouldn't be offensive to a Christian. And if they're lost, well, I encourage them because you need to know that truth. Amen? We need to. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Our Lord, as he left, told us this. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. Now how can you be a witness? We are his witnesses. Have you experienced Christ firsthand? Are you born again? Then you have firsthand experience of what it means to be born again, don't you? And to be a new creature in Christ. Go out and witness about that. Have you experienced something in God's Word that just stirred your heart and encouraged you? Go out and witness about it. Amen? Speak about it. Talk about Him. So to keep Christ in Christmas, celebrate Him. Honor Him. Reverence Him. Illuminate Him. Sing unto Him. Talk about Him. Make it all about Him. And then you will have a Merry Christmas. The M can stand for Merry Christmas when Christ is truly included. The A can stand for a prosperous Christmas when Christ is truly included. And the S, sinners drawn to Christ when He is truly included in Christmas. In John 12, verse 32, He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto Me. Now I realize that speaks of the cross, but I believe I can also apply it to His name, lift up His name, to draw all men unto Him. Point them to the cross of Calvary. Point them to where the Lamb of God shed His blood for the sins of the world, which is the purpose for God sending His Son into this world. So what will you do with Christmas? We're already well into it. You say, boy, I haven't really done a whole lot of that so far, I guess. Well, you still got 2 weeks or so to go. About 2 days to go. Why don't you make the rest of this time about Him? Amen? Make your priority list and get it settled. Keep Christ first in Christmas. Amen? Put Him at the top of your list of who you're going to worship, who you're going to honor this Christmas. Keep Him up top because you're going to celebrate Him. Keep Him at top because you're going to honor Him. Keep Him at the top because you're going to reverence Him. Keep Him at the top because you illuminate Him. Keep Him at the top because you're singing unto Him. Keep Him at the top by talking about Him. Keep Him at the top of your list this Christmas. Do you have room for Christ this Christmas? Or are you so caught up in everything else that you've forgotten what it's really all about? Now, I understand that you all are born again. I'm looking at the church here this morning, and there may be some here that don't, but the majority of you here know the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior. What I'm saying to you isn't something you don't hear probably every single Christmas in some way or another. But don't just hear it. Let's apply it. Let's make this Christmas the best Christmas ever by keeping Christ the center of it. Father, I pray that You'd have Your way in the invitation now. I pray I've kept You the center of this message. And I pray that in our lives, in our families, in our church, that You will be the center of Christmas. There is no Christmas without Christ. There is nothing to celebrate without You. I pray if there's one here that doesn't know they're born again, they don't know their sins are washed away, they've never put their faith in Christ, and right now Your Holy Spirit through Your Word is speaking to their heart, I pray in a few moments in the invitation they'd come forward and they'd make it known they want to know how to be saved. Oh Father, what a blessing to be at Christmas time to see someone come to Christ. What a blessing to be to share our faith with someone on how they can come to Christ this wonderful day You've given to us. If there's a lost here, draw them. And for the saved, may we ask ourselves this Christmas, do we really have room for Jesus? Oh, I pray we come to the altar and surrender this Christmas to You. Surrender our lives to You to keep You first. It's difficult in the world we live, but it is so critical in the world we live. Help us, Father. Forgive us for when we fail You in these areas. And help us to claim the victory in these areas, Father. I ask in My Savior's name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Friend, if this message has been a blessing to you, or if we can help you in any way, please contact us at the Antrim Faith Baptist Church, P.O. Box 129, Zellinger, P.A., 17272. Or if you're in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, visit us at our church, 248
West 2nd Street, Waynesboro, PA, 17268, at the lower level of the Renaissance Building. We'd love to have you stop in with us. If you'd like to email me, it's Pastor Herb, PastorHerb, at Embark, EMBARQ, mail, MAIL.com. Thank you very much for listening. Lord bless you, and have a great day.